Hello, this is Maren Schmidt, and welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles the Kids Talk way. Today, I'll be talking about cultivating an attitude of gratitude. A few years ago, a friend of mine with young children asked my advice about how to help her children appreciate the good life they had, a life full of love and comfort. She told me that when she looked at magazines with ads of children, the models seemed bored and pouty. How, she asked, do I avoid raising children like that? How do I help my children understand and count their blessings? I'll share two ideas I suggested to her. The first is about the importance of focus. I'm going to show you a quick picture. What do you see? Some people see a duck, others see a rabbit, and some people can see both a duck and a rabbit. What this picture of the duck and the rabbit shows us is this. In most situations, there are different ways to see things. Where we place our focus changes our perception. Is the picture of a duck or a rabbit? It depends on where we place our focus. In working with our children, what we focus on in our day-to-day routines can shift our perceptions from seeing certain behaviors as a nuisance to seeing the same actions as a blessing. Need I warn you that our attitude, whatever it is contagious. With all the worries we have in our lives, children, spouses, jobs, family, and more, it can take a conscious effort to move our perception to the positive, the beautiful, the good, and the blessings in our relationships. To refocus, we need to look carefully and find that positive aspect of our situation. Duck or rabbit, positive or negative, remember, they are both there. When we find ourselves in a crabby habit of mind, we can begin to refocus by finding and sharing 5 bits of sincere appreciation every day with the people who earned it. When we find ourselves being critical of others, we can stop and change our focus to find reasons to value them. Even though we might feel criticism is justified, when we express appreciation, we model to our children and others how to find value in their own lives. Here are some qualities we can find to appreciate: loving, intelligent, strong, energetic, persistent, funny, gentle, kind, relaxed, beautiful, calm, tender, careful, interesting, and helpful. Instead of thinking, I wish he'd calm down and go to sleep, practice saying, I appreciate your energy. Instead of, won't she ever stop asking questions, focus on, I appreciate your curiosity. Instead of, when will he stop clowning around, consider, I appreciate your trying to make everyone laugh and be happy. Here's my second suggestion. For those days when crabbiness takes over an entire house, I recommend that you get out and take a thank you walk. When appreciation has flown out the window, go on a walk and look for it. Take your children on a walk and express thanks for items you find along the way. I invite you to model gratefulness and to challenge your children to look at the world with eyes of thankfulness. From the rain, to rain boots, to leaves turning brown, to flowers blooming. After your walk, draw pictures with your children. Make a list of all your thanks-filled findings. Place your drawings and list in a prominent place to remind everyone to express gratitude. If you find yourself in a crabby habit of mind, move your focus to the blessing instead of the criticism. Look for the positive, knowing full well that there are always negative aspects in any situation. Find qualities to appreciate. When you find it difficult to offer appreciation, take a thank you walk. What you feed grows, so acknowledge positive qualities and ignore unwanted behaviors, as long as no one is hurt. As you find qualities to be thankful for in your children and others. You will cultivate an attitude of gratitude in yourself, in your children, in your family, and beyond. Let's put this into action. What are you going to do to cultivate an attitude of gratitude? Make a comment below and let me know. For more Put It Into Action ideas, head on over to MarinSchmidt.com, where you have lots of resources available as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Marin Schmidt, wishing you joyful work with children.